Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying the conquering Lamb of Revelation, and this is day 9, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 7:13-14. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much for the privilege we have of just opening up your word and dwelling on it and thinking about it and learning about you. Open us afresh today. In Jesus' name, amen. The great, innumerable, ethnically diverse, white-robed community is offering loud praises to the Lamb and the one seated on the throne. But who are they? Verses 13 and 14. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." We learn two things about these worshipers. One, they have come out of the great tribulation, and two, they have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Let's explore this. The tribulation is one of those key timeline elements for interpreters of Revelation. If you're pre-trib, that means you believe that Jesus returns prior to the great tribulation. Or maybe you're mid-trib or post-trib. I won't even attempt to settle the controversy here. We're in a devotional mode, not exegesis. But let's look further. The phrase great tribulation or great ordeal is two words, megas, great, and phlipsis, literally pressing, pressure. In the New Testament, trouble that inflicts distress, oppression, affliction, tribulation. We see periods of tribulation several places in the New Testament. Jesus speaks of one of these, perhaps this period that Revelation refers to. Matthew 24:21. Then there will be great tribulation, such has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, and never will be. The churches, when the book of Revelation is written, are going through tribulation in the form of persecution. Some periods mentioned in Revelation involve especially intense persecution for the church. In particular, the 3.5-year period mentioned in Revelation 11 and elsewhere is a time when the church proclaims the gospel while being persecuted. This is a time when the dragon makes war against the church and is eventually seemingly victorious over it. That is probably the great tribulation that our passage is referring to, a time when there are a great many martyrs in heaven waiting for the end of all things. This may be the same group we see in our passage. Revelation 7:14. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Now we see a curious and paradoxical image of robes being made white after being washed in blood. It is obviously symbolic rather than literal. We see a hint of this in the last chapter of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 14. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they might have the right to the tree of life and that they might enter the city by the gates. So what does washing one's robe mean? Is this some kind of works righteousness? I don't think so. It is probably a metaphor of repentance. People realize that they are sinners, symbolized by unclean garments. And so they find a way to cleanse themselves, their garments, by washing. Repentance and seeking salvation are not works in the Pharisaic sense. Rather, they are the outworking of faith in Jesus. What makes this image striking is not the idea of washing to cleanse from sin, but washing in blood to make white. It is a startling paradox. It underscores the point that the blood Jesus shed for our sins is able to cleanse us from sin and make us righteous in God's eyes, symbolized by the white robes, robes of righteousness. The Apostle John tells us, "If we walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. Some of the more liberal branches of the Christian church are embarrassed by this imagery of being cleansed by the blood. They see it as representing a primitive view of atonement by blood sacrifice and find it repugnant, perhaps because they are several generations removed from the farm where butchering animals is a common part of life. They seek a more refined theory of atonement. But I'm convinced that Jesus' blood sacrifice for our sins is clearly the primary theory of the atonement found in the New Testament. If you can receive it, our verse emphasizes the wonder and miracle of salvation. Verse 14, they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Christ's sacrifice for you and me can remove even the most stubborn stain of sin from you and me. It is powerful. There is nothing you have done that cannot be forgiven through the cross of Christ. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to embrace this paradox of being washed in the blood. If you do, you'll understand the joy that we have in full salvation in Jesus. In 1899, a Christian worker and former classmate of evangelist Billy Sunday, Lewis E. Jones, wrote these words and set them to music, exploring our verse and rejoicing in it. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? Would you be free from your passion and pride? Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Dear reader, let me ask you directly, have you washed your robes in the blood of the Lamb? Is your religion part of your family's tradition, or have you personally come before the Lord in repentance and asked him to cleanse you? Today would be an excellent day for you to do this. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your full forgiveness, for complete cleansing from even our most stubborn stains. I pray that great tribulation will not be necessary for us to come to you for cleansing, but that we might come early and often for your forgiveness, O Lamb of God, who takes away our sins. In Jesus' blessed name we pray. Amen. Our day 9 meditation is based on Revelation 7:13-14. Why do you think this image is so jarring, made white by washing in blood? What are we supposed to see in this? Why do you think this imagery is embarrassing to some? Hey friends, go out there and give them heaven this wonderful day. Amen.